Today I'm going to be showing you guys how to make a super, super dark trap beat. My BPM is 140. This is like a great BPM. It's like the norm. All right, so let's get into a little bit of sound selection first before we go and choosing the scale and stuff. And actually, let me just drop B minor in there. All right, so let's go through the sound selection. I got this one. I think this is the main one. No, okay, so this is the background one. And let's play it. So I chose this one because obviously the bells will sound good with like super dark stuff, but it has like a delay and reverb in it. So I don't have to choose another VST because that delay and reverb is going to fill up the empty spots. And then you can see with this one, it's like less delay and stuff. So that'll just help me keep the VSTs down. I can only use two instruments. And then we just got some drums. Got some drums here. All right, so let's go ahead and make the melody. Now this is extremely easy. All right, if you just take note of this, so you see these two notes together that are sitting right next to each other, you only want to stick with those. Now you can go outside of it, but when you go out, let's actually use the other one because it'll be a better sound. So when you go outside of this, these two notes, you got these two. Like, these notes will make your melody sound super dark. But when you go outside of it, it's going to start sounding like one of those melodic beats. And you don't want that. So we're going to stay in with these half notes here. And we can just start on... You can see how dark it's sounding already. Now, if I were to do this, you see it's starting to sound like super melodic. We don't want that. We want a dark trap beat. So let's keep on these half notes. So we can add some lower notes as well. Copy this over. I think this should be good because we're gonna put some effects on here as well. Let me shrink this down a little bit and then copy this to this part. That should be good. All right, that's good. Let's copy this. So we got our melody down. Now let's copy that over and see what this sounds like just raw. All right, so now we're going to move on to the effects for the actual melody. All right, so now that we got our melody made and everything, we're going to add some effects to it to make it sound just a little bit more dark and just unique, period. So you want to just highlight everything, and then you can right click on this channel routing, and just route everything. So what I want to do is add some effects to these, and I have some pre-made effects, and I'll show you. I just don't want to waste time having to load everyone and click through everyone. So I'm going to just go through them. So we can use this one. It's just some effects that I made. Okay. And now we got to redo this. Okay. So we got our effects. Let's reset this. Okay. So I'm going to go through these effects real quick and just put them on one by one and show you every single one. So we got halftime, obviously, just, you know, that's going to make it sound dark, period. Then we got some reverb. All right. And just to make it sound more ambient, you know, the more reverb in there is just going to sound a lot more dark. And then I got a little delay and I forget. I think it's on 6 instead of most people put it on 4 and 8. But if you put it on 6, it'll give it a little bit of bounce. And I'll play it. dark that sounds, all right? So this is pretty much the same. I just have the faders turned a, you know, a little bit more down. I'll play this one. So the last thing we're going to do is put these in a bus so that we can add some effects to it. So I'm going to highlight all these, right click, put a track routing, and go to route selected to this track only. So now both of them should be here. Okay, and then I'm going to load up a effect plugin. I use Looperator. I'm just pick a preset that I have. This is a simple one. They need to take this off because I can't even see the back. All right, so let's try this one. Okay, so that's how you make it a little bit more dark with the effects. If you don't have halftime, you can't use Gross Beat. If you have FL, you should have that, but there are other plugins that you can use for that halftime effect, and every DAW should have reverb and delay. All right. So yeah, we're going to move on to actually making the drums. Okay. So our melody is all set. So now we just got to make our 808 and our drums. And with this, since we didn't start on B, cause we are in the B minor, we started on a C sharp. If you're not sure where to actually place your 808, like what note to start on, just use the lowest note from your melodies and it should kind of guide you, or you can just use the notes that you already used. So we can start on the F sharp for our 808 and we can go up real high so we can hear it. Okay, so we want the F sharp. Crazy. It could just be something simple. I'm gonna just keep mine simple and then maybe just add one more like right here and just keep it that simple. And then obviously we gotta pull it down. All right, simple as that. And I'm gonna turn this melody up a bit. Maybe I should just boost. Okay, so now the rest, we can just put our kick in. Let's put our snare and clap. And this is not long enough. I usually like to do the snare and like the drums on a different pattern, so I don't have to copy it, but this should be fine. Okay, let's get these hi-hats going. Just want a quick hi-hat roll. Thank you. All right, we don't gotta do too much on this. We can just copy these over. If you want to make some super crazy hi-hats, you can go ahead and do that. So I'm gonna go ahead and just finish this off real quick. And I think that's good enough. So we can just play the whole thing together. Alright, that's how you make a super dark trap beat. Hopefully this was helpful. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe if you are new, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.